well. So since the bacon was mechabes kasa dinin of menageya, the bathroom. So the Gemara Brachas brings down that basically the person doesn't have din of the bathroom. Why isn't it in the bathroom? Because the Tzaya goes right in, goes right out. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a bathroom, like the old bathrooms on the train, which is like a hole when it went out. So, place in a suffix, Moshech has an issue, thank it. What's the difference? What's the difference? Our bathroom, being there, our bathroom, in Sadaka, it sits there a couple of minutes, and after the flush is not there, does it have a din of a basic kiss there or not? So, Moshech is now of Kafid Zayin, Chazdish. Thank it. They all do as a Sfik of the din. And they say that Mitzalecha will mark, but you're not going to learn over there, but Mitzalecha, Mitzabez, there's certain kuz that you can be maker. What's one kuz? One kuz, and the Chai writes in some dal that you too, Mitzal Kisa, if you come out of the bathroom, the luck is that you have to wash your hands, you're just walking, walking, you have to wash your hands. There's mokim to be maker over here that if you just walk and walk out, being that Kibar bathroom is not really a bathroom, that, you know, there's mokim maybe to be maker that everyone doesn't have to wash hands. But if you just stick your hands into a shot of the light, and also there's a tzad, they have to wash your hand, that for sure. There's mokim to.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's more
pasha? Yeah, it's more pasha because you can go. That's much more pasha. That for sure. That pasha.
So if you just put your hand in?
Mind in, yeah. It's much more. Because you're too basic. It's on the person. The person goes in totally. You're just sticking your hand in. Then for sure. Another place where Mesha has a tshuva is, can you say brachas? Can I get a bathroom when the door is open? So the shayla is emotional kufiyat zayin. The shayla is whether the mechitzas of the bathroom is does it have a shema, therefore it's going to be shpalt, and therefore it's not going to be considered a problem. So Moshe writes that the if it's closed or mekel because it's not miuchid, you know it's not so pasha if it's miuchid for the bathroom that has a shema mechitza, but being over here that the ma'isa it's also mechitza for the house, also it's both ways. That for sure it's okay. He went open, which says the ma'isa. He says, I think that you have a tzrusa pesach. So tzrusa pesach has a din of mechitza. And if he says, fat in our bathrooms, which not.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the carpet.
What?
Sometimes the stall doesn't go all the way to the carpet. I mean, what is the tzrusa pesach? Oh, the entrance to the door. I mean, not the.
Tzitzah Pesach. You bring that Tzitzah Pesach. It's a Friday in our bathroom, so you can start from Tzitzah Pesach. And if he says that Batsim means Mekel, even can I get an open bathroom door to, you know, almost done smoke move on, he's Mekel to say Brachas and say Kriya Shema.
And learn everything.
Can I get it? Yeah. There are some machmas. The closer, some Mishnah says that's what it is. We said over something which is miuchad a bit for tzaya. It's also to say kinegdai. Oh, Shmuzam discussed about the beer pipes. Right, beer pipe right over there. So that's something which is miuchad for tzaya, and you know, does that have a din of? So Shmuzam said it's like basically super sight. And sit there, just flies right in, flies down, and goes on, you know, keeps on going down. And therefore, it doesn't have any garbage array, it doesn't smell. And if he says that it's not going, therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Merchetz, Mechar bin Zan Pedal. Did I understand Pedal?
Pedal, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Merchetz, because America's negay, basically the two cases negay. It's negay of the mikveh, and it's negay in somebody's house. The basic Americans.
What?
It's negay the mikveh. You go to the mikveh. We let, you know, one read or speak about the mikveh, right? But, you know, and there's a basic pinyin, there's the chitza and brachas learning, and so some saying shalom, and it's negay the person's house. And then the basic Americans. How says the basic Christian should call it shalom, levushim. But it's like there's outer room where it's levushim. Therefore, everything's okay. Then say that some people are sometimes ksasam levushim ksasarumim. So over there the halacha says shalom mutar kriyishma tefila is going to be aser, and here with the Beit Torah is going to be mutar. In the pnimi everyone's a rumim, so therefore everything's aser. Even you can say amen, you can say shalom, even say shalom is going to be aser. Why say shalom is more machmir? Because shalom is shmoish hakadosh baruch hu, rekasim shalom. And therefore, you're not allowed to say the word shalom in the bathroom. The Binyan over here, why more the Shem Shalom more than any other Kinyan? So the Sfasema says that because this is the coming Mar Brachas Atem B'Gzayim, they do it. You know, it's Tekona, the Shalach of Yerbashim, and the Tekona was with the Shem Shalom, so therefore it's considered Mamash like it's more of a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam more than other Shemus, so therefore more machmer than Shem Shalom more than other things. Who knows the Shem and Mokmog Tanafis and smells? Then now, if a person's name Shalom, Yeshua Beis Amrechas Sikas Shemoi, should we examine that? It's Machlekes. Guy looks like a person's name Shalom. So some say it's Aser. Hal Bashem Laz Yeshmatir and Kmishin Meskaven Shalom. In Shalom Meskash Mashladam. The Beis Sefer Nachalcha Mekov Chinoikim. So as they create them, the guy's name is Shalom. You let us say, you know, how you doing, Shalom? And it's not going to be a problem. So Yerushalmi Mishlah Hachem Kavim Aser. Yerushalmi should be machmer, but the Iker Din is that Mormekel is not going to a problem. So the big shayla in the Gea, the mikvah is, and again, how do you make a bracha in the mikvah? We need to go to the mikvah. So how do they make a bracha? So the Mishpura brings down the basis of the Apostle that has a chodinik base and such a merchats and the bracha and like a bracha. Brick is a tefillah shachreches, a kivdi yavri chashuva. And therefore he says that if I've had it, who didn't be Isha when she goes to the mikvah, this Yom's the only Yom's so much of a choice. It brings up a gun, it's the Isha to my aim. The best eats is to make a bracha in the water. Well, because what we're knowing is, with the gay in the mikvah, is that we're knowing that the water and the boyer has a shim mechitza to it. It's like a separate shos. And actually, sitting in a base up to me. So she's in the water, she's covered. She obviously should not be facing other people who aren't dressed. And with that thought, there aren't other people wearing a dress over there, and you make the bracha in the water, and that's the.
What's the nachshava at the place?
The mikveh, the bar of the mikveh. That's it's a separate mechitza, separate area. It's only you over there. There's no one else over there. It's not a mokim which the other people there, and therefore, as long as you're not facing other people, that's the minhag of the game making. Now, the size of his mind is that maybe it's a little more chomer because in the mikveh they have a shower. So it's not just as mamash area which is Malizea and you go into the mikveh, right? It's right? Your glasses fog up from all the heat and all the zeya. So the beginning of the Sheva Levi says some people say make a bracha before you should go in. He says the mice in the mikveh is not like that. The mikveh is that we down in the mikveh not like a chomechetz. And we down as much as the atzmai, as long as it's not smelly over there in Malaysia.
This is going back to my lady.
Yeah.
Well, this is always an issue. Then they're always making times of Chazal. They already had a big house. Maybe it wasn't included in the gazero.
Well, could be as a separate room. Yeah. So the mice in the middle, because we down as a separate place, and therefore they're pretty good. Now, when they gave the house. It's an interesting discussion. So what's the reason why Mechas is a problem? Because Moli Zeya and Zuma, and it's like a whole shower room. How are shower rooms confusing? They're not so much like that. They're not really, they're not Moli Zeya, Moli Zuma. It's not, and the Shaila is maybe we can't get on that we shouldn't down it as a real Dissa Mechas, so maybe we should go ahead and down it that it's not much like a Dinna Dissa Mechas. But Fred, if you have a shower room which has all the things in it, they have a medicine cabinet, or laundry room, maybe it should be more common. So a lot of places say, Shnumach has a shiva on it, and so they want to say we've done it more like the Mokid to make it more like the base Amsoi, and about the Shay Shalom, we moved over there, about the Krishna Tweez, and we also maybe here at the return, maybe to be Mekal. But about the normal situation, which our normal situation is, everyone has a bathroom in the shower without a cloth, right? It's only one thing. You have, yeah, anyone ever has
something? I just have a shower room, yeah.
Separate shower room?
With laundry, with kisam.
So if it's like a, bathroom with a shower room, there's no shower. A lot of it's also what we spoke about. And
even if there's a curtain?
Even if there's a curtain, it's not good, it just smells and the muchid for it, even if it doesn't smell so badly, but even if there's a curtain, it's not, the curtain's not a mechitza. That's plush. You want to know, technically, if it's a separate room and you want to know if it's a laundry room, so the question is how as small as your laundry room. Also bad? Okay, so you can
see. It smells in the shower.
Okay, you want to know, technically, if it's not, if it's not smelly and it can keep clean and, end of the day it's not all sweaty and whatever, you keep on top of the laundry and it's not here, which is, it smells and everything, then Mustam has done a piece of soy. And, I guess. No, Brachas is also the Beis Hamsoi, but the Beit Torah, it's Ksas in Lashon Rum, the Vushin Ksas in Rum, so it's here sometimes dressed and as you're not dressed. Mustama, Meir, the Beit Torah, the Chayek Avnum, the Beit Mutter. Do you have people have that? I'm saying, you guys have sufficient hours?
The last program
I
have it.
Yeah, people have it, yeah. Pretty common thing to do. That will come out. I forgot another thing which I forgot to mention. Yeah, this is pretty much the gateway where I mentioned before that the bathrooms are our bathrooms, the subway are the bathrooms where we'll be, something which we make the line is that that's the most place where you cannot wash your hands in an area which has a ruach ra. Doesn't help. You go to the bathroom, why you wash your hands? Because ruach ra. So what's up washing hands in a place where there's a ruach ra? If you're in the bathroom, it doesn't really help. And you really should wash your hands out of the bathroom. That would be the correct thing to do. For suda, which is even more machmer, which is for suda from Mitzi. Ramesh writes in Shuvah that if you wash your hands in the bathroom, so dry your hands outside the bathroom. And it's like me to the monkeys, whatever. So we'll go meet a monkey, and therefore it's okay. For Sudar, Ramesh finds he's very unhappy. And the time for Sudar, he's very, very unhappy. Ma'isa Mechazitzik, others say that the Gemesh before, our bathroom doesn't have separate bathrooms. Therefore, we're going to make a Mokhut Tzairach. For example, you're on a plane. So you can wash your hands. When you have those rolls, which are Ramesh, which maybe they say something else on it. where are you going to wash your hands? So, one of the places really in the bathroom. So, we're Mako, that'd be our bathrooms, our stomach bathrooms. But sorry if it, even for a Suda, we're Mako, and Kolshkin, sometimes they were Mako for one to wash your hands in the bathroom based on that our bathrooms don't have a den of a bathroom.